Hello and welcome to Zombie Beach. Or what?
I think that is so badass. That's kind of like GarageBand Metallica meets Pulp Fiction meets Dick Dale.
Dick Dale, definitely.
Dick Dale, like with a little more crunchy guitar.
That's a Blue Wave Theory, and it just may be our permanent theme song. The Blue Wave Theory is the title of the album and the group.
Yes.
That song is called Gumby Goes Green.
We got to get them on the show, if for nothing else, just to go, what the hell were you thinking when you came up with that name? I mean, were they sitting around like doing bong hits and just that was what came up?
Well, I mean, come on, you've been a musician, you know that.
Yeah, good point. I guess, all right, kind of goes without saying, moving on. As long as they don't end up on Celebrity Rehab, they'll be fine.
Biker Babies in Bondage.
Yes. That one I can say was probably definitely, maybe, under the influence of Jack Daniels.
Gumby Goes Green, though. Gumby is green.
I know. So what are they saying? Now, what...
Is he going, like, ecologically sound, or is
I think
he
so.
Envious?
He probably recycled Pokey.
Maybe he's jealous of Pokies. He's green with jealousy.
Oh, dude. Please.
Because Pokey got his girlfriend or something?
Whoa. That brings a whole new meaning to the term Pokey.
You've seen Gumby, though, right?
Absolutely.
It is the weirdest cartoon. And then they made some bizarre movie. It was like this comeback movie.
Yeah.
And it was even more bizarre.
Was that the one where he goes through like this little portal into this other world that has this kind of weird synthesizer music in the background and things change shape and come crawling after him? And
there's this computer thing involved and there's these blue cubes after him.
Yes.
Total LSD trip.
Yeah.
For children.
You got to wonder, like, what the hell?
Oh, it was always that way. When I was a kid, Gumby used to scare the crap out of me because it was just so bizarre.
I
could probably blame my whole path of life on those Gumby programs. Because ever since then, I've been obsessed with what is reality and strange things.
Right.
And
just as an FYI, I think the statute of limitations has run out.
Okay.
So I don't think you're going to get any money from Gumby Inc.
No. I don't think that it would all be clay anyway.
It would. Here's 5,000 pounds of Gumby clay. Enjoy.
Yeah, have some green mud.
Yes, as part of your settlement. here's like 1,000 pounds of pokey clay, 5,000 pounds of Gumby clay, and here's one of those decorative little blockhead guys. Enjoy.
It's like, sorry, your settlement's here. Okay, back the truck up.
Beep.
No, it's my beep, car.
Beep. Oh, my God.
What was the car now looks like a mountain of green bird shit.
Yes. But it looks good in the driveway. Now, here's the thing. I know Gumby, obviously, was made of clay, as was Pokey. Now, did you own one of the Gumby characters when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah. I had a couple Gumbies. And then later on as a teenager, I bought one out of irony.
Did you?
Yeah. Cause
is that next to Germany?
Yeah.
I've been to irony before.
I live in irony.
Yeah, no kidding. What's that? What's that Bible verse? Irony sharpens irony. Good Lord. So yeah. So that I gotta say, the Gumby Goes Green, I think really needs to be our theme song. I think we should post that as a poll for our readers, listeners.
Now let's just make a decision. That's the theme song. Either that, or we can. I mean, there's lots of good songs on this album, and all of them have that kind of Dick Dale sound to them.
Well, let's could put it in heavy rotation.
Oh, okay. And there's a couple. There's one that sounds very Pink Floyd, and there's a couple punkish ones at the end. So it's pretty cool.
So the Pink Floyd one's kind of like Dark Side of the Wave.
I guess so.
I don't know.
Waves on the Moon.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, exactly. Hey, speaking of punk bands, one of my really good friends was flying home from Africa and stopped in Germany, got back on the plane, and guess who was sitting next to him the whole trip home?
Oh, someone from The Clash?
Close. It was actually Henry Rollins from Black Flag.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's kind of cool, huh?
Grandpa Punker.
Yeah, he was. He said he's looking really, really old, and he's like absolutely one of the most unapproachable people he's ever met. He finally Henry Rollins wrapped his head in a blanket and leaned up against the window and went to sleep.
Leave me alone.
He didn't want to talk to anybody. Maybe that's what I should do.
Yeah, really.
Well, it would be kind of odd.
At a meeting at work. Right, I don't want to be here. Well, he's got a towel wrapped around his head.
What's wrong with Jerry? He's sliding notes. Go to hell, all you people. That would be hilarious.
That would be. You know, April 1st is coming up, and I am going to suggest at a meeting, I might even put it on our intranet,
yes,
that we save money and travel by using Microsoft Flight Simulator. I'm going to do it.
Are you going to do it?
I'm going to do it. I'll let you know what happens. Dude, I don't think you'll get me fired, but it may give me a lot of dirty looks for a while.
That is brilliant. I think that is a fun... I still laugh when I think of that.
I do, and too.
That's been like 3.5 months ago.
I was laughing at it yesterday driving in the car. I was like, oh, Microsoft Flight Simulator.
.com.
.com.
Oh, good Lord. Well, so let's do a recap over the last few months, because obviously there's a lot of ground to cover. How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, my Thanksgiving was really good. I had, what was it? Turducken.
Oh, get out of town. Dude, I've always wanted to have that. Was it amazing?
It was really good. My friend Tim made it.
Wow.
It was excellent.
Yeah? Because that's the one where they put, you have a turkey, and then you stuff the duck, and then the chicken.
Yeah, it's a duck and a chicken and a turkey or something like that. I don't know.
All stuffed together in some very frightening menage a bird.
Yeah. But this was, I'm not sure if he actually fixed it like that, because by the time I got some of it, it was already all cut up in kind of like, you know, almost a casserole-ish looking thing.
Right.
But it was duck and turkey and chicken all mingled together, and it was really good.
Now, it had layers of stuffing in between, right?
Yeah, yeah. And it was, okay. It was delicious.
Wow. Dude, see, I've always wanted one. I'm not a huge stuffing fan. However, I would love to have tried that, because I've heard just the, like, when it cooks, because obviously the fat and the juices kind of intermingle, and it mm-hmm. creates this amazing taste treat.
Yeah, it's like meat candy.
Yes. Meat.
That sounds disgusting. Ooh, that's just,
why did I just hear 70s porn music playing? I don't know. Bow, chicka, bow, bow, chicka, bow, chicka, bow, bow. They call me meat candy.
For some reason, that reminds me of this one scene during the Gong Show where, boy, am I dating myself.
Yeah, I know.
These three girls in really tiny bikinis just come out on stage, and they just kind of sit down in various poses and start sucking on those really big, long...
I remember that.
Popsicles.
Yes.
And there was this big commotion because someone was trying to gong, and the other ones were holding them back. Like, no, let them do it.
I remember that when that happened. That was like
and there was Bow Chicka Bow Bow music in the back.
Yes, of course. You know, why has TV gone downhill since then?
Yeah, back then we thought that was bad TV. Now it's good TV.
Yeah, you know, good Lord.
In retrospect, in comparison.
Yeah, exactly. Now we...
Well, actually, I can't really talk.
The Kardashians.
I don't watch TV, so I'm not really one to judge TV anymore.
You don't watch TV?
I don't watch TV at all.
Why is that?
I don't have one.
Well, dude, you could like do Hulu through your computer or something.
I could if I wanted to, but I'm always doing something. You know,
there's nothing really that's like really grabbed your you're not sitting there going, I wonder who The Bachelor sent home last night.
No, I'm downloading things on my Kindle and reading them. Oh, speaking of Kindle,
yes,
I have a new book out.
Really? Do tell.
It is called, but it's only on the Kindle at this point. But
and it's a cookbook, right?
No, it is an anthology of short stories. It's 27 short stories pulled from my past,
right.
Written over the last 30 years. Some of them were... Angel just got...
Whoa, what the hell? I was just going to say, another book sold on Amazon.com.
Yeah, and then my phone goes off every time I get a book sale. I'm up to eight now. No, but it's called God, Time, Perception, and Sexy Androids. And,
nice.
Some of the short stories have been published before, but a lot of them are brand new, never been seen. But even the ones that have been already published, I went back and I had to like bring them up to speed, you know,
really?
Especially some of the older ones from like the early 90s. People didn't even have cell phones in the stories, you know.
Right.
And there was one that featured computer technology and I had to up all the RAM.
Right.
Quite a bit.
You know, that 64K just didn't quite cut it anymore, did it?
Back then I thought, you know, 20 gigabytes is like an unbelievable amount of storage space, right?
Oh yeah. I remember my first computer. I had a 10 megabyte hard drive and thought, there is no freaking way I'm going to fill this thing.
Well, anyway, so yeah, back then I was thinking, what's an outrageous number that we'll never get to? 20 gigabytes. I had to up it to, I think I replaced it with 800
terabytes.
Terabytes.
But even that is totally doable.
I know. It's 3 years from now. I'm going to have to update it to giga kerflumpkins or something.
So what is the next, speaking of that, and I want to definitely talk about your book, but you've raised a very good question. Since we have terabytes now, what is the next logical step? Is it a quadrabyte?
No, it's a trilobyte.
A trilobyte? A triple byte.
Yeah, we're going to store all our data on fossils. No, I don't know. Uh-oh, I lost you. Your microphone went out. Pardon us, we're having technical difficulties. Dan accidentally... Yeah. Ran over his microphone cord with his office chair.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Oh, we got some fuzz going on though.
No, I think that the problem is that I ran over the little
switch,
volume switch. Well, that's a good reason for me to bust out and get one of those really double throwdown podcaster microphones.
Oh yeah,
seen those things? $150 for a USB one, but it's like hardcore. Like something you would see in like Leo Laporte's This Week in Tech studio.
Oh, no, I haven't seen those.
Dude, they're like bitching. They look like a serious like condenser microphone, you know, that's got all the little cage around it and everything. And
oh, so you don't pop it or anything.
Yeah, you don't pop it, and it's like amazing.
Wow.
I'm using a $9.95 piece from Staples right now. So bear with me. Loyal readers, listeners, whoever.
Listener, yeah. Well, anyway, I was just finish up plugging my book. You can
go out to
Amazon and just well, if you go to the link on this, I'll put it out on Zombie Beach.
And, please do. Now it's 27 stories. Now is one of my personal
and it's $1.98.
That's it.
That's like 8 cents a story. And
dude, I already got
someone gave me a 5-star review and said something really nice about it. So I actually ought to look that up and thank the guy, huh?
Really? Someone gave you a 5-star review already?
Yeah, it's only been out a few days. So
wow. How many copies have you sold?
I don't know. Last I looked, I'd sold 8 copies.
Wow.
But the cool thing is, since it's being published straight to Amazon, I actually get to see all the sales. Whereas everything I've ever had at publishers,
right,
they kind of go, yeah, you sold kind of this much, and then we're going to pay you this much based on them. I'm like, sounds to me like you didn't really know how many you sold.
Right.
But anyway, so.
So they're getting rich off the sweat of your back.
Well, I don't know. So all writers pretty much think that they're being ripped off, so I don't know for sure, but. And I don't really care.
Now, one of my favorite stories that you did, and I'm hoping that this story is in there, is Temperature Extreme.
Oh no, that's a flash fiction, so I didn't put it in there.
Oh, so that is a great story. If you have that printed anywhere, online,
it's online. It's on fiction.jerryjdavis.com.
Can you put a link to that? Because that's a great a great short story, and I think our listeners who would actually be reading that, so they'd be listener readers would really like that.
Listener readers.
You have to do the extended S. Listener readers. What do you call people who listen to podcasts? Would they be potters? I don't know.
I was about to say Harry Potter joke, but
insert crickets there at that last moment. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. Here it is. Some guy named, I don't know if he wants me to say his name. A guy named William.
Okay.
Here in Chicago, who I do not know, says, best $1.98 I've ever spent. The stories are so original and the themes so completely different. It's hard to believe that a single author wrote all of them. I've purchased years best collections of science fiction that weren't as good. This blew most of those collections away. I enjoyed every story and I couldn't put it down. Thank you so much. That is awesome.
Dude, that's an amazing review.
Well, just that one little review right there made it worth putting that up there. So it's all gravy from here. Of course, now I'm going to get a bunch of hate mail, but
sure, but that's okay. You know what? I look at it this way. For every really good email that you get like that, there's probably 150 more who don't email. And for every bad one, well, they're just having a bad day.
Oh, yeah.
So screw those people.
Well, it wasn't meant for them anyway.
Ugh. Yeah, sons of bitches.
So, I'm done plugging that.
Well, so it's $1.99. It's on Amazon.com, and there's a link on our website.
Yes.
Okay, very good, very good. I think if you are a true Zombie Beach fan, you cannot go through life without purchasing that book. So go out and buy one today.
As long as you can read it on a Kindle device.
Yeah. That's true. That kind of does suck a little bit.
Because
I can't read it. I don't have a Kindle.
Well, you could. There's a program for the PC.
Yes.
There's a Kindle reader for the PC that's free, and you download it and install it, and then you can read all your Kindle stuff on that if you want. Okay. But also, I opted to not put digital rights management on this. Therefore, you could conceivably read this on any device that will do that format.
Really?
And from what I understand, and I'm not 100% sure, it's a MOBI format, which is cross-platform.
A MOBI format?
Well, that's .MOBI or whatever.
Oh, yes, .MOBI. Okay, gotcha.
.MOBI is a...
.MOBI. Is that not true? I thought it was MOBI or MOB.
Well, I do know that that's also a top-level domain. It's .MOBI. But I think .MOBI is also a format. I don't know. I'll find out at some point.
Yes. So I guess I could buy it, but I could just enjoy owning it.
You could buy it and read it on your PC.
I could. It's just kind of like, what the hell? It kind of defeats the whole purpose.
Well, you know, there is going to be, and people are acting like it's not there, but there is already a Kindle reader for the iPad.
Is there really?
Yeah, because there's a Kindle reader for the iPhone, and the iPad is going to run all iPhone apps.
That is right.
And you know, so, I mean, so there is no, I mean, unless Apple does something really rotten, like force Amazon to, you know, take their software off their platform.
Now that would
which,
suck.
Which I suppose is possible because they tried that, where they banned Google from putting Google Voice on their phone. And also retroactively took everything else that was already there and already approved off their store that
really?
Used Google Voice. That sucked. So I suppose it's possible that they would rip the Amazon Reader off their iTunes store, but I think that would be stupid.
Yes.
Because
well,
I want an iPad, and I would want it as an e-reader, and I would want to be able to read all the stuff that I'd already purchased for my Kindle on it. And I wouldn't be getting rid of my Kindle because I could read my Kindle in the sunshine on a beach, where you can't do that with an iPad because the sun will wash the screen out.
Right.
You
now
know?
let's talk about this for a second, since you brought up the iPad. Number one, pretty ridiculous name.
Well, yeah.
I mean, but then again, people thought the same thing about the iMac and the iPhone and that, and I kind of see, I thought they would have gone with, like, iTablet.
Yeah.
But I guess iPad is sort of the next progression, since we're kind of keeping it in the P family.
Yeah. Pod, phone, pad.
Pad. So what do you think? I mean, honestly, of this iPad thing, I mean, I was one of the bazillion people that logged in for the, you know, for the grand rollout, which I was actually kind of disappointed because, number one, I was hoping for at least a bone, if you will, for people who own something other than AT&T who would maybe be getting the iPhone. Not didn't happen.
Well, no, they said they were going to open it up to other
to
cows.
The cows.
The iPad is going to be available for cows.
Yes.
In the future. So,
so
and then later on, Beefalo will be able to also enjoy it.
Yes. It'd be part of the iVine.
Instead of bovine, it's iBovine.
Exactly.
.com. So, but I just got lost. What was I saying?
I don't know. Well, we were talking about the iPad and the fact that you couldn't get iPhone for Verizon.
But in the future you will be able to, because they did say that they're starting out with AT&T, but it's an unlocked device and wide open, and they will be bringing other people or other
Provider. There you go. But when, Jerry, when?
Oh, later, I guess. But you see the one I'm going to get.
Okay. No, what are you going to get?
I'm going to get the one that's Wi-Fi only.
Now, why would you do that?
Because I have an iPhone. What do I need another?
Can you plug in your iPhone to your iPad and get internet access?
No, but everywhere I go has Wi-Fi.
Yeah, but what if you go somewhere where you don't?
You see, I plan on downloading and storing and consuming stuff on it. This
right.
is going to be like my a book reader, magazine reader for me. And if I want to use web browsing and stuff, I'll just make sure to go somewhere where there is web browsing. But, I mean, I could use it. I've got Wi-Fi at home. I got Wi-Fi at my girlfriend's house.
Right.
It's going to be free Wi-Fi at all Starbucks.
When is that going to happen? Because I'd like to go there right now and just plug in my Skype.
No, I mean, with this device.
Oh, gotcha.
It's gotcha. Just like the iPhone. You walk in there with an iPhone or iPad, iPod Touch.
Right.
It's free. It's free Wi-Fi for those devices. And so for the iPad, it's going to be free Wi-Fi because they have a deal with Apple. Because
right.
AT&T now does the Wi-Fi at the Starbucks.
Oh, interesting. See, that's one of the things I've been kind of excited about, because my friend has an iPad or iPod Touch that has a Skype app for it, and so he can Skype right from his iPod.
Yeah. My older daughter has that too.
See, that's pretty damn amazing.
Well, and I've got Skype for the iPhone, and pretty soon, I mean, they've already cleared it. you'll be able to use it over the 3G network as well as Wi-Fi.
Right.
And Verizon just announced today that they have a deal with Skype, and they're going to be coming out with phones that have Skype built into them.
Really?
So you'll be able to use Skype from the phone through their 3G or whatever it is network and call all sorts of people over the world for free or at reduced Skype rates internationally.
Wow, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, that is exciting.
See, I need to surf the internet more because I'm just so behind on my news.
You work on the internet.
You know, I do. How sad is that? And you would think that being that I'm on here all the time, I would be hip to all of the latest trends and economic stuff and all that. But I can tell you that there's a baby pool on sale at Kmart for $13.99.
Well, I know exactly what's going on. Is you work on the internet all day. By the time you're done working, you don't want to touch it again.
You know, that's how sad is that? Dude, that was just like when I got a job at like a video arcade. Uh-huh. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, my God, I've finally died and gone to heaven. 3 months later, it's like, if I see another freaking Donkey Kong, I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah.
It's like I think it's like working in an ice cream shop. You would think it's like the greatest thing in the whole wide world, but after 3 months of eating every single ice cream flavor, it's like you're done. You don't even want to. You want to go punch Ben and Jerry in the face.
Hey, Ben!
Bam!
Jerry, come back here.
Here's you,
coward.
And your chubby hubby.
Hey, your chubby hubby right here, baby.
Bitches.
But you know, well, okay, before, I mean, there was just one thing I did want to point out about the iPad, which was interesting.
Sorry, we were kind of rambling. But
no, it's okay. Do you remember the movie, that old movie, 2001 A Space Odyssey?
I love that film.
They have iPads in that film.
Do they really?
Go watch that film. And on the spaceship, when they're on their way to, I think it's Saturn, isn't it?
Yes.
They sit down. They've got an iPad. They're doing things on it, and then a phone call comes in, and then the little screen comes up, and they're sitting there, and they're like doing watching the video call come in on this little computer device that is exactly like the iPad.
Interesting. Now I did not know that. I would have to go back and take a look. That is that's pretty amazing.
Go back and watch that movie, and then you'll look at that and go, wow, this was made in the 60s.
1968 was it?
Yeah, it came out right before the moon landing. They were all like really nervous because they thought, okay, we're really going to land on the moon, and it's going to look so different that our fake moon stuff is going to look rotten.
Right.
And as it turned out, they had it exactly right, which I think also was amazing. That was an amazing movie.
It really was. I thought, to tag on to that, 2010, the year we make contact, the sequel to 2001.
Yeah.
Dude, the guy did not age 1 year.
Yeah, wasn't that? That was incredible.
What was his name? Kier something?
The
guy that played Dave.
Yeah, but also we're talking Hollywood and makeup artists, and he's an actor. He probably had a facelift or two, or I don't know.
Probably.
But it was amazing.
Yeah, it was a great film, and it still holds up today.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I just watched, speaking of another Kubrick film, Clockwork Orange still holds up true to this day.
Clockwork Orange is an amazing film, and not for the weak-hearted.
No, I actually, the very first time I saw that, I had to shut it off during the singing in the rain sequence.
Oh, yeah.
It was too much. It was like, it just overloaded me.
It totally ruined that song for a lot of people.
Oh, completely. And then I waited.
Singing in the rain.
Poof, poof, boom. And it like I watched it the next day and then watched it all the way through, and so I was totally desensitized after that.
And then you watched Eraserhead and then had to go get a psychiatrist.
Yeah, no kidding. Good Lord.
I mixed the word psychologist and psychiatrist in the same thing that you hear.
A psychropolis. It's where a city of psychologists live.
I've died and gone to psychropolis.
Dude, speaking of David Lynch movies, I saw Inland Empire.
I haven't seen that.
Don't bother. It's no? horrible.
Oh, that's too bad.
It's horrible. He, honestly, in my personal opinion, hasn't had a gripping, compelling film since Lost Highway.
I haven't seen that one either. The last one I saw of his was, what was it, Velvet Green or something like that?
Blue Velvet?
Blue Velvet.
You didn't see any of the Twin Peaks?
Oh, I saw Twin Peaks, but I haven't seen any of his movies since Blue Velvet.
You didn't see the Twin Peaks movie?
Oh, I saw
Fire Walk With Me.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
Oh, okay.
That was a spinoff.
that was at the end. That kind of was the lead up to the beginning of the show, a prequel, if you will.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so if you go back and watch it, that kind of shows how Laura Palmer died and what she was up to. And
I don't remember much about it. You know, one thing I did see today, since we're talking about movies.
What was that?
I, on YouTube, just happened across the original trailer for Mad Max, the original Mad Max.
Yes.
Something I'd completely forgotten about is Mad Max was a B movie.
Yes, absolutely.
It was a total B movie.
Absolutely.
But it was great B movie.
And a little known fact, my friend, Mel Gibson's voice was dubbed over because he had too thick of an accent.
I didn't know that.
That is the truth.
So that's not Mel Gibson's voice, huh?
That's no.
Interesting.
Yeah, who would have thought that one?
Wow.
Obviously not you or I.
Not me.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, another thing I stumbled across, I was playing with Twitter because Twitter is a great place to find things to talk about.
Yes.
So I Twittered Zombie Beach and didn't come up with us, oddly enough, but I
did. It didn't?
It did come up with this artist named Vicky Death.
Vicky Death.
Vicky Death, Vicky with an I.
Yeah.
And she does this it's incredible monster-ish art and B-movie looking stuff.
Really?
And so I'm definitely putting her link out on our site. And I'd like to get a hold of her and like talk to her, especially since she's British. I love English accents.
I know, that always sounds good.
But when I put up there, go and look at it. Apparently, she does tattoo art as well.
Oh.
But it's...
Now, speaking of tattoos, do you have a tattoo?
I have no tats.
You have no tats. Neither do I.
I am tatless.
Sure, we'll go with that.
Vicky Death.
Vicky Death. Okay. Ha,
hello, my name is Vicky. Vicky Death.
Death. Death. Vicky Death.
Death, Vicky Death. How do you do? Would you like some tea? It's poison. Sorry, Vicky.
Where was she when we did our Black Widow episode?
Really. We should. She's probably going to listen to this and go, oh my God, who are these old farts?
Guys.
Yeah, you go look at a picture. Let's see, I tracked her down to her. I cyber-stalked her all the way to her website.
Oh, boy.
And she's standing in front of some B-movie horror posters. I'm thinking, this is our kind of person if we were 35 years younger. We would have hung out.
Wow. You know what? Here's what I'm thinking. I think we should invite her on the show. And we should just have her chime in. She could, like, give us the weekly goth report.
Or at least one.
Yeah, at least one. I mean, even if it's just one. I mean,
this is from her thing. Hi, I'm Vicky Death, hailing from the graveyards of Northwest England. I've been drawing and painting for as long as I can remember, mixing my love of horror and tattoos together to make some pieces of art that I hope you like.
Wow.
How sweet from Vicky Death.
That is. It sounds like a Nancy Drew mystery, but much more evil.
Yeah, which would make him a lot more better. More better.
Seriously. Good Lord.
More better.
More better goth.
It's morebetter.com.
In the hood.
By the makers of badgrammar.com.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my gosh. Good Lord. You know, I'm sure at this point, many of our listeners are excited that we're back.
All three of them.
All three of them, yeah. Who was our favorite listener? I forgot his name. I haven't been to our website.
It was Greg something, wasn't it?
Was it Greg? Greg? Yeah, it was Greg.
Stout?
It was Greg. Yeah, Greg Stout.
Stout. Greg Stout. Stout. Greg Trout, are you still out there?
Poor.
Don't swim upstream. Those bears are waiting for you.
Don't do it. Don't do it, Greg. Good God. That is
Stay
hilarious.
Stay down the pool.
Great. Thanks, Greg. We had one listener and now he's gone.
Bye, Greg.
Yeah, thanks. Goodbye, kitty.
Wait, with as much abuse as you gave him over the last several months, I don't think he's going anywhere.
I know.
But he may have forgotten about us by now.
Yeah.
Sorry, everybody, for going on hiatus. We just got busy.
We did. It wasn't our fault.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, probably.
But we got busy.
We did. It's like, you know, we're very busy people. And
you got a job.
I got it.
For most of our podcast, you were like searching, and then you finally got that job, and then we stopped.
I know. See, then that's not right. That's kind of like when you get a girlfriend, and then you lose all your friends.
Oh, that does happen, doesn't it?
Oh, it does happen, and it ain't right. It ain't right. It's like, so, loyal readers, please don't abandon us just because we
fucked up.
You. Yeah, just because we fucked up and left you high and dry for 3 months. But think of it this way. Think of us as taking sort of a mental retreat to refine and hone our comedy.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Yeah, insert crickets here. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Well, there you go. That's
that's all I got.
I think, yeah. I mean, you know, I feel like we've, you know, we're like newlyweds again. I don't know where that was. Just don't put on that little nightie I bought you last night.
All right. Don't bring that out.
Sorry. My bad.
My name is Vicky.
Vicky Dev.
Vicky Dev. Oh, she's going to hate us now. Maybe we should contact her.
since we couldn't get Bruce Campbell on the show, he probably thought we were stalking him. Vicky Dev now is pissed that we're making fun of her. I figure, you know,
it's a great name. It's a great name.
It's a good name, but I mean,
that's,
you know,
awesome.
I understand her reticence for not wanting to come on the show.
You're assuming.
I'm assuming, yeah. I mean, I'm just projecting what I would think.
Okay, it's just a quick at random.
Yeah.
Twitter zombies.
Okay, and see what comes up.
For your information, Plants vs. Zombies for the iPhone is pretty rad. I've heard about it. There's some sort of game out there called Plants vs. Zombies.
I've played it.
Is it any good?
I own it. Dude, it is one of the most addictive.
You have an iPhone?
But no, not for the iPhone, for the PC.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like $9 if you go to Bottle Cap Games. You can download it for like $9. Cheap.
Oh, okay.
Cheap, cheap, cheap. And it's excellent. It's a fun game. FYI, since we're all things zombies and whatever pops into our heads, definitely pick up Plants vs. Zombies, or PVZ, as I like to call it.
Oh, wow. There's someone out here who's completely...
naked?
There's always somebody naked out here. But there's like thousands of people all tweeting the exact same thing, and it's Zombies alert, zombies last tweeted by, and then it says a name, and then it says this is the end. So apparently someone is running a contest out there right now.
Really?
And so that's what they do. They, you know, say, we're going to give away an iPod or whatever.
Right.
If you go out and you Twitter this and put this hashtag on it.
Right. Well, and then, I haven't won a. I did that. I tried to win a iPhone, and I didn't get anything.
I did too.
Yeah,
I got nothing.
Well,
but
you know,
I'm thinking about doing it myself.
Now, speaking of zombies and Twitter, do we not have a Zombie Beach Twitter?
We do, and I had completely forgotten what the password was. And so before we started recording, I actually spent 20 minutes recovering the password because I also had moved our website to a new host.
Oh.
and didn't set those old email addresses up.
Oh, good Lord.
And so I was saying reset the password, and it was Twitter was sending the password reset to an email address that didn't exist anymore.
To the same lady whose phone number we had on the site?
Yeah, some grandma in North Texas. Oh, what's this God. Zombie beach shit?
I don't know. Zombie apocalypse is here.
A sure sign of God. So I had to go and recreate the email addresses so that I could then reset the password. It was kind of funny. You can all follow us at sign Zombie Beach.
That's ZOMBIEBEACH.
Yeah, as opposed to Zombie Bitch, which is not us, but
which is different. If you're following her, we're not responsible.
Yeah, we have nothing to do with Zombie Bitch
or any tweets that come your way that are questionable.
Okay, I have to see if there is a Zombie Bitch now.
I know, .com. Good God.
Who are you looking for? Zombie Bitch.
Now, you know what? There is a website.
There is a Zombie Bitch.
No, there is not.
Sandra Cascia in Toronto, Canada.
Canada?
Canada. Well,
all those Canadians are funny that way.
And let's see. She's kind of cute, but she's covered with blood.
Well, I mean, just how zombies like them.
And let me read a couple of her tweets.
Please.
Her latest one is, Darren Jones is a Paul bag.
A Paul bag?
Yeah, I don't know what that is. With a little bit of alcohol, Leone blacks out Lutz happy 20th kid.
Dude, is there like an English filter on that?
I don't know. Here's another one. There is no sex in the champagne room, so stop begging.
Wow.
8:30, sculpture class, fucking kill me.
Wow. The zombie bitch has a pretty interesting life. Or so, afterlife.
So bored he's watching TV and I'm wearing lingerie, what gives?
Wow.
Oh.
Well, there you go. See, poor zombie bitch. We know a lot about her. She's a stripper. She's,
she's
going to school.
She's a special effects makeup artist for horror gore genre in training.
Horror gore?
Horror gore. Gore.
I thought you said horror gore.
Probably did, because I can't say the two things together.
Like
horror gore.
Like zombie strippers.
Horror gore or zombie horrors.
Horror gore.
Zombie horrors.
A horror gore. Is where you keep your cigar zombies.
Zombiewhores.com.
Oh, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Kiev hookers, watch out.
Oh, no, no.
No?
It's
available?
It's available.
Wow. Well, there you go. Zombie whores.
So squatters, go get zombie whores.
Go get zombie whores.
Get VD. Boy, that would be quite a case of VD. Where'd you get the VD from? Because I can't get rid of it with the penicillin. Well, I got it from a zombie
whore. That sounds like a Frank Zappa song.
It does, doesn't it?
Yes. Well, he
zombie
did zombie
whore. He was a zombie whore. Oh, that's Devo.
He did zombie woof.
Oh, yeah. Which was a good song. I love Zombie Wolf.
That was a great song. I like Frank Zappa.
I miss Frank Zappa.
I do, too. You know what? Honestly,
he'd make a great zombie, because he is dead.
He is now, absolutely. Him and Leonard Nimoy.
Leonard Nimoy died?
He didn't?
I don't think so. He's in the last movie.
Oh, maybe he just forgot
the
lyrics.
Don't scare me.
I'm sorry, I don't know. Maybe he just... I don't know. Someone on the new Star Trek thing, there's a tribute to him. So usually you don't get tributized until you're dead. Are you checking? Is this rumor?
I'm checking.
All right. So rumor control. I did a deal today on the three disc Star Trek.
Oh, thank God. He's still alive.
Okay. What about Abe Vigoda?
He's 70. Abe Vigoda. I saw him on the...
Type in Abe Vigoda because there's a website that tells you if he's still alive or not. It's like...
Really?
It's like... And it's got a picture of him and says, Abe Vigoda, still alive.
Well, I know he was on a Super Bowl ad.
Oh, he was.
He is still alive, and he's a year older than Spock.
Wow.
Spock is Leonard Nimoy is 87, and Abe Vigoda is 88.
Wow. I wonder.
Makes you feel young, doesn't it?
Do you think when Abe Vigoda dies on his tombstone, they'll put "gone fishing"?
Maybe.
That's like I know I'm totally dating myself right now, but Abe Vigoda played Fish in Barney Miller.
You know, I didn't even.
You did not know that? Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, I did know that, but I didn't put the two together when you said.
Welcome to the senior section of Zombie Beach. Let me see what other.
Zombie Beach. Yes. Brought to you by Broken Tape.
Who remembers Billy Barty?
Billy Barty was awesome.
Yeah, Billy Barty was great. Sad that he's dead.
I do know he's dead.
Yeah, he is.
We talked about that.
He did. So,
but his little zombie body is walking the earth.
Tune in next week for another senior moment. I'll bring up some other thing like Paul Winchell and Jerry Mahoney and Knucklehead Smith. That probably didn't mean anything to you, did it?
No.
Not a damn thing. It was one of the first ventriloquist shows on TV. It was like a kid show.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely one of the creepiest damn shows ever.
Kind of like Mr.
Ed?
Captain Kangaroo.
No, Captain Kangaroo looked amazingly sedate next to the talking ventriloquist dolls.
No, he was just had this otherworldly look to him. He had this weird haircut and these strange sideburns that I don't know. I think inspired.
Sideburns.
Yeah, he had these two birds that like clutched each side of his cheeks. No, yeah. Sideburns.
It was a little sad.
Weird sideburns that kind of, I think, that either he got from or inspired Isaac Asimov.
Oh, holy crap. Dude, you just totally reminded me. I didn't even tell you this. I went and saw the Pee Wee Herman show live.
I read that you had done that.
I went, I had tickets, and the funniest thing was they revamped it. It was actually a revamp of the 1983 HBO special.
Uh-huh.
You've seen that, yes?
Well, I watched something about it.
Well, you watched the kids show, I'm sure.
I think I also saw the HBO thing.
Well, it's a total rewrite because, I mean, they couldn't do Captain Carl because that was Phil Hartman.
Uh-huh.
Phil Hartman got his start, actually, on that. Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, wow.
And a couple other, I think Samuel L. Jackson played Cowboy Curtis. And there's just a bunch of different people got their start on that show. But anyway, I digress. But it was amazing. He updated it. And, dude, I got to tell you. He's 57 years old, and he can still pee-wee like nobody else.
Well, I know he did there's this thing on YouTube where he's talking about the iPad.
Oh,
and
really?
And he's showing the iPad off, and all the little characters are like, what good is it? Like Cherry is going, what good is it?
I'll have to look for that. That's hilarious.
Yeah. And I swear to God, he looks like he hasn't aged at all.
Not at all, dude. Seriously. He looked, acted, sounded. He was absolutely brilliant.
That tells you exactly how much makeup they have on him.
Honestly, I think he's an android.
He kind of looks like an android, doesn't he?
He does. He does. It's like, I think I still have my Pee Wee Herman doll, as a matter of fact. I should go dig that out of the garage.
Maybe he is an android.
There's a new story for Volume 2.
That would explain a lot.
I think so. I'm just saying.
All right. Think about that. Okay. All right. That's good.
We'll end on a high note with Pee Wee Herman.
All right. Let's see. Well, there is a Pee Wee
Herman. There is a Pee Wee Herman.com. I think it's peeweesplayhouse.com. Maybe it's Pee Wee
Herman. Well, we are still at, even though it's on a different server, we are still at .zom.com.
And that's DOT. Period. ZOM.
No.
No. How sad is that? Wait a minute. www.dotzom. Period. COM.
Right.
Wait.
Yes, you got it.
Did I do that right?
You did.
DOTZOM. Period. COM. Right.
Yes. .com. You're Skyping out, but it sounds really cool.
Does it? It's like,
turning into a Cylon.
It's a Pink Floyd effect. All your bass are belong to us.
You're going behind the dark side of the moon.
Oh,
DOTZOM.com. .zom.com. Yeah, we thought it was clever, but now it turned out to be dumb.
Yeah, but hey, it's ours. We own it. Thanks for playing.
Thanks for playing. And you could email us at pod@zom.com, which works again.
Dude, we've got all these three letter acronym things going on. We've got pod@dozom.com.
Yeah, maybe I should like actually say it's pod@dozom.com. We already lost all those. They've turned.
I know they're sitting there trying to write it down. It's like on.
They're like, oh god. Next. They're moving on to Paul and Storm.
Yeah, so, they're gonna go to some other podcast. Probably This Week in Fun or something.
You know, I've never heard that.
I did.
Is it fun?
It's okay. It's kind of like us, actually, except they kind of have a format where they actually have news stories that they talk about, and we just kind of wing it when we cast.
We could do news stories, but one of the things that we kind of came up with when we decided to do this was we were going to do things that were not timely.
Right.
So that you could listen to it a year from now, and it's still funny.
And we pretty much threw that right out the window.
Yeah, we did, didn't we? Okay.
Yeah, we pretty much did. So, but we could still do it. I mean, let's take a short poll. Readers, if you want us to do timely topics, post it on our website.
You do realize if we're doing timely topics, we'll have to record more frequently.
Yeah, you know, honestly, because talking about the Exxon Valdez right now is probably not timely. And on that note.
Bye.
Oh, good Lord. All right. Take us out with
some more blue wave theory.
Blue wave, and we'll catch you soon. Seriously. I don't want to say next week because I don't want to lie, but I would prefer we do at least two more shows before we take another hiatus.
Okay.